Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning show. John Mark's in for Angelo. Excuse me as I open up my, I have to time these, Al. I have my my energy drinks.
Yeah, what is with that?
What is that?
That's a big drink. That's not good. Maybe it is good for you.
Oh, it's not good for you. No,
it isn't?
No, I'm not even going to pretend that it's good for you. It's
yeah.
Not.
Well, at least it's a nice color.
It is a nice color.
It's a lot of it, too. It's a lot of it.
And it's not my first one.
It's not your first one this morning. I've lived on those for my whole life, and look at me. So that's what you have to look forward to. So you may want to stop.
Yeah, I probably should. I keep telling myself this is the last week I'm going to drink them, but then I keep.
I want to mention one thing. If you guys didn't hear it in the update, the Eagles put out a text that Brandon Brooks is having a news conference at 11 a.m. Now he's not played most of the year because of the, I guess, the torn pec. Our speculation is maybe he retires, but all of a sudden, while I was telling Al during the break, and I forget, maybe Seltzer said to me, I go, wait a minute, the Flyers GM is having a news conference at 11 a.m.
First win for the Flyers this month.
Oh, man, so Chuck Fletcher won't be center stage?
No, not at all.
Damn, and I'm sure the Midday Show is going to carry Chuck Fletcher live at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
damn.
I'm pretty sure no.
Well, to your point, though, Rhea, you don't call a press conference if you're releasing a player, right? This feels like... And I don't know.
I said total speculation.
Feels like this is a retirement, and I'm retiring as an Eagle. And
boy, when he was healthy and playing,
listen,
he was so good.
It's one of the great free agent signings in Eagles history.
Yeah,
they brought him in as a really a high priced guard, and he was a big part of winning a Super Bowl. As Mike Sielski joins us, the Inquirer columnist, Mike, does this feel like a retirement to you for Brandon Brooks?
I mean, I don't know. I have as much information as you guys do, but if I were a betting man, I would bet on that. He's been through a lot in terms of his injuries. But, gosh, like Rhea said, when he was healthy, I mean, God, he just created instant urban renewal with every block. I mean,
wow.
It was incredible.
This is why he's a writer.
Yes, that's why he's much smarter than me. Yes. Mike, when you look at this, and I don't believe you vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame, but if you did – how would you handle it, right? Because, like, we had Kevin Cooney on earlier, and he said that there's no handbook, there's no playbook. Pretty much it's the writers decide what their criteria is. Would you vote for Bonds and Clemens and steroid guys or no?
Yeah, I think I would. I would vote for Bonds. I would vote for Clemens. I would vote for Curt Schilling. The hurdle I can't get over, John, is that these guys were such major figures in baseball for so long. And they just, they dominated the discussion around the sport, and you're going to kind of erase them from the history of the sport because of what happened. I'm not endorsing taking steroids. I think they cheated, but, I would vote for them. But, yeah, you're right. I don't vote for these things. This is why, and this is part of the reason why I don't. I don't feel like it's my place to be making these calls. I can weigh in, and I think I would vote for them now, but they've kind of made a mess of this, to me, the writers have, because you're kind of denying history in some ways.
Is there a better way to do it, like without the writers involved or a combination of a couple different ways, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think there could be, current Hall of Famers. I think you create some kind of panel. I think there could be, longtime writers or people who covered the game. If you wanted to put a Tom Verducci or a Bob Costas or – Claire Smith or somebody like that, people like that, that'd be fine. But, what you're running into now with this voting is the younger writers who are who have just gotten the ballots and just started to vote are voting overwhelmingly for these guys, and the older writers aren't because they remember covering the steroid situation. And what ends up happening, guys, is, and you guys know this, is so often it comes down to, I'm not voting for that guy because I don't like him.
No,
I
mean, that's listen, that's why David Ortiz has no issue getting it, because everybody likes David Ortiz.
Yeah, look, I don't like what Curt Schilling says about world politics and the media either, but he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. He just is.
Yeah, guys like Sammy Sosa, though, like this is where I would draw the line. It feels like Sosa would solely be a Hall of Famer based on the numbers that he did when he was clearly breaking the rules. And a guy like A-Rod is also weird, too. It feels like he would have put up the numbers, but, you know, A-Rod feels like that's maybe even more. He's not likable, and that's why he's not getting the same kind of look.
Look, I can remember a writer from the Philadelphia area who has since passed away who didn't vote for Mike Schmidt, and his rationalization was that Mike Schmidt didn't give enough autographs.
What?
So you can twist your mind and your reasoning into any kind of pretzel you want to figure out a way to not vote for somebody who you don't like. And look, my feeling is the process is going to be imperfect and flawed no matter what. It's better for us as those who cover the sport to get out of the way. Let the Hall of Fame do it the way it wants to do it. And I know they bequeath it to the writers and all that stuff. Right. The writers should back off and just let the Hall of Fame do what it wants. And then the rest of us can sit back and critique and criticize and praise as we want.
You know what the crazy thing is, Mike, when I think about it? You know, we're going back to Bonds and Mark McGwire, and how when they would come into town, any town, you know, our town, any town, we would pack the place and make sure you were there for batting practice.
Yeah.
You had to be there. And the sport was at, you know, it was epic. You watched every game, you're all into it. And these writers who were now refusing to put him in were covering a sport that was hotter than anything.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why they don't vote for these guys now, Rhea, to be honest. Look, I can't crawl in anybody's head and go for certain, but go back and read the coverage of McGwire and Sosa. It was rapturous.
Yes.
It was, this is the greatest thing in baseball ever, and people were writing books about how wonderful it was. And then it was like, oh, well, they're steroid users. They're terrible. We got the wool pulled over our eyes. And I think that's part of the reason why there's so much, you know, the writers are standing against these guys getting in the hall. Is that there's resentment.
Wasn't the first guy, the reporter who pointed out that there was stuff, and I think it was
Andrew Steen Dione, yes, Steve Wilstein from the Associated Press.
And didn't he get buried by everybody?
Yeah, he did. Now, there were reasons, you know, why you could, and we could spend hours discussing this about the unwritten rules of the clubhouse and things like that. But that was it. And he was regarded as a pariah by a lot of people at the time, but he was right.
Yep. Mm. Mike Sielski, are you surprised that Scott Rowland is getting as much support as he is? And then also Jimmy Rollins, he's going to be back on the ballot. He got more than the 5%. Would you vote either one of them in the Hall of Fame?
I would really be on the fence about Rowland. I'll be honest, John. I have a different way of looking at the Hall of Fame than a lot of people do. I'm a big believer in the word fame, right? So Rowland, to me, the question becomes, do you want to reward a career, a lengthy career of relative excellence, or do you want to reward a career where there was like a major high point? Mm. Like Rollins kind of falls into the same sort of category as Rowland. Like he was really good for a long time. I would be on the fence for both of those guys, but I wouldn't be on the fence for somebody like Roger Maris, who hit 61 home runs in one season, and that was the record for a long time. Like, that guy should be in. Kirk Gibson, in my mind, should be in just because of the home run he hit in the 1998 World Series.
Yeah.
If you have a moment like that, Bobby Thompson hitting the shot heard around the world, Don Larson throwing the perfect game, put those people in the Hall of Fame. It's not just a, hey, you were Harold Baines, and you were pretty good for 25 years kind of award.
Well, that's my point. If Harold Baines is in, then Jimmy Rollins should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a fair argument to make. And you wonder, you know, as the process becomes more transparent, guys, you wonder, what is the standard? You know, who's scratching who's back to vote who in for what reason and things like that. And, again, I just think us as media members and writers, independent media members and writers, should just be out of the process. And we can sit back and complain about it like we're doing now.
So, Mike, why don't you start a cancel culture thing where you take people out?
I am firmly against cancel culture.
But Mike, Al was talking about this earlier, I think on the air, but Ryan Howard gets 2% of the vote. Yeah. He's off the ballot. Ryan Howard for 5 years was
must-see TV.
Huge yeah. star.
It was incredible. Yes.
Right. But instead you're getting compilers that were just kind of good for 10 or 15
Roland
years compiling.
And Howard, the difference between them, to have that big yep. a difference in voting is insane to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it is, Al. I agree with you. And there are guys who kind of split the difference in that regard, too. Like Craig Biggio, to me, is a Hall of Famer. Craig Biggio was an upper echelon player for 20 years, you know, 3,000 hits. There are going to be guys like that.
Yeah.
But there are also guys who, like Ryan Howard or Don Mattingly in the 80s, who were clearly incredible hitters for, you know, not quite as long a period of time as somebody who was a pretty good hitter for 20 years. And again, it comes back to the standards we're using and, you know, why you're inducting somebody, and is it just about the numbers or is it about something intangible?
Right.
I can certainly see the argument for Howard or Rollins or somebody like that over Roland.
All right, Mike, I want to shift gears. You've got, of course, your book that's out right now, author of The Rise, Kobe Bryant, Pursuit of Immortality. You, Ray Dittinger, Glenn Macnow, you guys all have a book signing tomorrow night at the Conshohocken Brewery House in Bridgeport. Am I correct?
That is correct. Okay. 6 to 9. Yep.
8 to 9.
Ray and groupies will be there. Yep.
those groupies are crazy. Watch out for them. It's a charity benefit for a friend of Glenn Macnow's who was paralyzed. So I want everybody to get out there. But I want to talk to you about a passage in your book because I think it relates to, say, a Ben Simmons, say, a Jalen Rager, that Kobe, you talk about Kobe used to bring a friend with him when he would come into Philadelphia when he was, I guess, as a teenager and try to find pickup games to play. And this friend had one job. One was to rebound. And what was his other job?
I love this. His other job was to scream at Kobe. You're soft. You go to a white school. You're not black enough to play in the public league. And Kobe brought the friend along just to do that. And that, to me, gets to the heart of why Kobe became great. You know, say what you want about him as a person throughout the course of his life. You know, the great things he did, the not-so-great things he did. When it comes to his athletic career and his greatness, that guy was committed to being great at such an early age. And that was the thing that set him apart from just about everybody else. And that anecdote, to me, captures it better than any.
Now, see, we all grew up friends who would just crush us all the time, but we weren't going on to, you know, major... But he was trying to prepare himself for playing in hostile arenas, right?
Yeah, he was hearing that already when he was 14 or 15 years old playing in the Sunny Hill League. He knew he was going to hear it throughout the rest of his high school career because, let's face it, you go to a high school on the main line, there are certain stereotypes and connotations that come with the phrase main line, and he wanted to be ready for that. And, you know, he figured, I'm going to the NBA. I'm going to hear trash talk there, too. I want to be emotionally prepared for it. And so there you go.
Yeah, and that's when we think of Ben Simmons and the fact that from everything we heard, coddled as a child, you're the greatest, you're the greatest, you're the greatest. And the moment he gets, you know, roundly criticized for play in, you know, in a playoff game, that's it. Taking my ball and going home.
You imagine Kobe's reaction to what's going on with Ben Simmons right now, Mike.
He weighed in before he died. There's an interview clip that's out there in which Kobe is advising Ben, you know, work on your shooting. Like, just do it. Just work on your shooting. Take shots. You have to do that. And I think, you know, you guys are getting kind of to the heart of the difference between Kobe and a player like a Simmons, you know. And you see it more and more nowadays, too, where these young athletes kind of come up in situations where they're not tested. You know, they're playing in certain kind of leagues where they don't have to be pushed, and they just kind of their natural talents are allowed to grow, and they don't encounter a lot of pushback. And Kobe, you know, understood at an early age, hey, look, I gotta go against the best of the best. I can't be just playing against kids in Lower Merion Township. I gotta go play against the kids in Philly because that's where the best is, and I gotta test myself against them.
Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
All right, remember, book signing tomorrow night.
You got it.
Those guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
There's a lot of great stuff in that book because it only deals with – it doesn't deal with Kobe's professional career. So it was kind of interesting when I read that piece, I went, wow, that just – it, you know, it shows you all you need to know because some of these players coming up today just can't handle it.
Yeah, I mean, and it shows you that, because how many times have we heard this where we talk about Ben Simmons and you hear somebody say, just go in and shoot 1,000 free throws a day, take 1,000 three-pointers, you're going to get better. He's not built to do that.
No.
He's never going to take 1,000 free throws a day. He's never going to do that. He's going to do what he's doing right now. And now he's going to do it in a different place, and when they decide that they can't handle that anymore, he's going to move to a different team. He's going to move
and
to a different team.
And whose fault is it again, John?
Him!
No, and who else? The man who's ruining Adele.
Oh, Rich Paul.
If you take the shots in an empty gym, I don't know how much...
That helps you.
I mean, that was the whole point with Kobe. Go in a game where that's being yelled. I remember coaching little kids, even just little kids, I would have at the end of practice.
You were yelling at little kids when they were playing?
I had music, and I had all the other kids take their sticks and just whack them around them as they took like shots from the crease. Just so that when there's chaos, I want you to be in a spot where like things are crazy.
It is so mental.
To replicate just shoot, I don't know that it works.
It is, and this isn't me saying that he has some type of mental condition. His struggles are the mental part of the game, and that's what Mike's talking about there. That Kobe realized, hey, this is such a big part of the game. I got to prepare myself. Well, for
mentally
it.
Tough. I mean, the coach says something, and it's over.
That was it. Yeah,
it's over. It's done. I mean. It's like you go home and you yell at your kid and he calls 911, basically. Here, you pick,
all
up,
right, I'm out,
pick up your toys.
Well, no, and by the way, Doc's a loser, and he was shouting down to us all year long about how Ben doesn't have to score.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a treasure. He doesn't have to score. You all are worried about him shooting. I'm not worried about that. You know what I said at the time? Doc, you know when you're going to be worried about that? When you lose in a playoff series because of it. And it took him five seconds after a loss to throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
5 seconds. Oh, Doc Rivers, I got to tell you. All right, we'll come back. It is still we're going to hit the phones hardcore after this at 215-592-9494. Famous sports mistakes. Sean McDermott made it in the Bills and Chiefs game. We're asking for yours because it is Wheel Wednesday. Give us a good one. We'll spin it, and we'll get back to your Jalen Hurts, your Flyers, and your Hall of Fame calls right after this. It's John Marks in the Morning Show.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Eagles sending out a text. The Brandon Brooks will be available on video conference at 11 a.m. Brooks tore his pec on September 20th versus the 49ers. Did not play again the rest of the season. Also at 11 a.m., Flyers general manager Chuck Fletcher holding a news conference. This following the Flyers' 13th consecutive loss, 4-3 at the Islanders. Then we have the Sixers. Joel Embiid on quite a run. Sixers 117-107 over the Pelicans. Embiid has now led all players in scoring in 17 straight games, tying Allen Iverson for the longest streak in Sixers history. He had 42 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 blocks. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds, specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, partly sunny, a high of 30. It's currently 22. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, morning show. We're back. John Marks in for Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock today, it came down. We got
I got a text message. We all get them.
About
text
an hour
message,
ago.
Yeah, from the Eagles PR that Brandon Brooks will be available via a video conference. Now, I assumed it was to make an announcement, but according to Jeff McClain, he's just holding a news conference at 11 a.m. via Zoom. From what he understands, it's not to make a major announcement.
Is he saying hi?
What?
Like, why would Brandon Brooks have a news conference at 11 o'clock unless – so, Rhea, here's where my head goes. Is he coming to talk about – because there's been speculation about why he's been out. Is it his health? Was there some mental health issues or whatever? Is he coming out to speak about that? Is he coming out to say he's
I would
healthy?
Say that would fall under a major announcement. I mean,
yes.
I guess, you know, so I guess maybe people have been asking for him to talk, but, I mean, he's been out since – I thought it was, like, around weekend, but I was way off. It was September 20th. He's been out since, like,
because
the second or third game of the season.
Based on what they said at the time, they put him on IR.
Six to 8 weeks, but they didn't put him on permanent IR, right?
He was supposed to be back with, the last quarter of the season is what I thought at the time. And honestly, Rhea, the reason why I always had questions about it was – anytime Nick Sirianni was asked for an update, he gave an awkward like.
Yes, he did.
No, I don't have any information on that. Right. So where it was like, okay, it's not the, Brandon's still trying to recover and he's getting there, but he's not quite there yet.
So maybe this is the explanation of everything.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean,
and he doesn't consider it major. But, in other words, I'm not retired. I mean,
yeah, maybe McClain means that this isn't a retirement.
That's the way I took it because I immediately when I saw that I said, all right, well he's retiring. Here's the thing that drives me nuts about all this. Kyle Shanahan did a thing yesterday where he just went through everybody's injuries on the team. Like it was, he's got an x-ray, he's got a high ankle sprain, he's got this, I'm like, is that difficult?
Chip was very evasive about it, and then Sirianni, I wonder if it's organizationally. Chip was very smart. He would just say, oh, I haven't talked to the doctors yet, so I don't know. And we knew that was BS.
Of course.
But he was smart, and then because anybody that would follow up, he'd say, I just told you I didn't talk to the doctor, so I don't have any information. And then Sirianni's very good when he wants to say nothing to say nothing. The problem is a lot of times he just talks in circles to where I don't even know what he's talking about by the end of the
day. Has he stopped talking about the wide receiver position yet? Just curious.
4 minutes on the wide receivers. He went over everybody, Rhea, including the enforcer. You think the Flyers have an enforcer, Al? The Eagles have an enforcer.
There you go.
Arthego Whiteside. don't mess
I
with
I love that term. When they use that term, I'm like, what?
You think anybody on that field looks at him as an enforcer?
Enforcer?
On either side of the ball.
What are you enforcing?
So, coming up at 11 o'clock today, I think Joe and John are going to carry it at 11 o'clock, so it doesn't...
I get... But here's the funny thing. Here's where we should change our question of the day. Are you watching the Chuck Fletcher news conference, or are you watching Brandon Brooks not make a major announcement?
Al, what do you want?
I think most people go, I mean, it's Eagles. The Eagles could have a news conference to say, you know, we're going to change something going in the stadium. You have to wear two different color socks.
and we would carry it live.
Yeah.
We would.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Wechter says Judge Judy, and I agree. I'm going to be racing home to watch Judge Judy.
Yeah, or the Flyers are going to announce they signed an enforcer from the Eagles.
The Flyers have lost 13 straight games.
Yes.
Have you seen anything like this? And how many years have you been covering the Flyers?
30, something over 30.
Have you seen a worse run?
No, never seen a worse run. Never seen a worse run. I've seen teams that were started the season with less expectations. I've never seen this combination of injury combined with guys that just aren't doing what they're supposed to do with good goaltending.
So you say injury. Is this organization a mess as far as everything, the talent on the ice, the way the injuries are being handled,
et cetera? Yeah, I would like the general manager today to just further – you just need some clarification on some of these injuries. Like, sign Ellis as a free agent. Huge. I mean, he's supposed to be a big thing. And coming into the season, it's just, okay. But there's never been real clarification on how bad the injuries are, if they're going to come back. I mean, Couturier goes out. Hayes comes back from surgery and then gets hurt again. It's really, really strange. And beyond that, just to lose this many games in a row.
Losing 10 earlier in the season, it's not like this is one stretch.
No, this is the whole, no, this is just a couple of months now. I can't believe what I'm watching in terms of just bottom line on what happens. Imagine that you're Ristolainen, who last year was with Buffalo.
Are you excited to get him?
Yeah. 18 in a row, finally the Flyers lost to him. And you come in here because it's a chance to make the playoffs, have a good, and it's worse than there.
Yeah.
It's really grim. I think there's a lot of questions to answer. And do you just tear it down? The Rangers a few years ago sent out a letter basically saying sorry about this year, things just happened, but we're going to revamp. And look at them now; they've really quickly become. They're going to win a cup in the next few years. They'll have as good a chance as anybody.
Terry in West Philly wants to talk about the Flyers. Terry, go ahead. What up?
Hey, how you doing? Long time no see. I've been on hiatus.
Hiatus.
Yeah, I've been away.
Okay.
That's okay. As long as
welcome
they let
back.
You back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Okay. About the Flyers, ain't this going to a drought? They're going to win some games, but it'll probably be in like towards the mid-season and the end. So I'm still a Flyer fan. I wouldn't worry about them. They in a drought. We go through that.
Well, I mean, there's droughts and then there's a Sahara. I mean,
this feels more serious than just a drought, Terry.
No.
This feels bad. This is where people should get fired.
For you that you think at the end of the year, but it's getting kind of late early. They're only halfway through.
Like I said, I mean, the Eagles sucked for a long time. So they got better. So they got to do, like, for the end of the season, club, they got to get a new coach. They got to rebuild. So it's going to go through this.
All right.
We'll see, Terry. We'll see what happens. But I don't think many people feel like this is just – I think the feeling – I really think they have to decide, are they going to – is this a teardown or not?
Right. Terry, do you have a famous sports mistake?
Yes, I did.
What is it?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Buffalo and the Giants with Scott Norwood. Buffalo could have won the Super Bowl, but he missed that field goal.
What I'm kind of doing is missed field goals – people miss field goals.
Yeah, run the wrong way is a different issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple on there that are, you know, there's some Eagles ones. There's one that happened also in the playoffs this year. We had the Brandon Staley one. That was their decision not to call the timeout.
This is what were you thinking?
Yeah. Missing a field goal is not what were you thinking. Yeah. You know,
mental mistakes, stupid decisions
by
coaches.
Somebody guessed Chris Webber's timeout. DeSean Jackson dropping the ball at the goal line on his what would have been, his first touchdown as a rookie.
Yeah. So, and I mean, there's
Leon Lett was mentioned Leon where Lett, he came barreling in to
after a blocked.
Greatest quarterback of all time, spiking a ball on fourth down.
I got one. Steve Bartman.
Yeah.
Leaning over and interfering with Moises Alou.
They were up 3-2 in that series, NLCS. And in that game, I believe, eighth inning, and they had a 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that was it. Thank God they won a World Series so that he's not the focus.
That
he would still be the focus, yeah. But, you know, like Buckner. Buckner's whole thing with the Red Sox winning, that's been not as big of a deal.
But you've had those moments where you just say to yourself, no, it might not be in a sporting, like, what the hell was I thinking doing that?
I felt bad for Bartman, but when you go to a game, if you're sitting in the first row, you have to know where you are. You can't interfere with the ball in the field. Otherwise, don't lean over. Don't try to catch it.
No, and then you go. But you know, sometimes you get away with it. Like, what was I thinking? And but when it doesn't work out, it's like, oh,
what
my
a
God.
Huge spot. Jeez, man, it's unbelievable. Let's go to Betsy. Betsy is in Elizabethtown. Betsy, go ahead. What's up?
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Betsy.
I happen to be a big fan of Jalen Hurts, and I think he has a lot of potential to grow into a really good quarterback. And this is just my opinion. I think it would be a mistake to trade him or get another quarterback to replace him, especially the Russell Wilson trade where the Eagles would have to give up two first round draft picks. In addition, because Wilson is an older quarterback,
right? Yeah, I would die to have Russell Wilson here in Philadelphia, and I would trade all their draft picks.
No,
together.
All three,
all of them. All of them. Maybe one next year. Maybe one next year. This whole thing that Russell Wilson has done. He had 10 touchdowns and one interception before he hurt his finger. Last year they won 12 games and he had 40 touchdowns. So let's not plan Russell Wilson's demise just yet. Now, him not winning in the playoffs is a real thing. It's not that it's an absolute no-brainer, but you know what, Betsy? I think most people want to see another year of Jalen Hurts. I think most people would agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have a famous sports mistake?
Well, does it qualify for a GM mistake?
Let's hear it.
All right. Howie Roseman, drafting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Jalen Reagan.
Yeah, it's not drafting. It's got to be in-game.
Yeah.
You just made me think of something very interesting with Wilson. So Wilson has won one Super Bowl with Pete Carroll, and there was some they did fire their defensive coordinator.
Yes.
And I thought that there was some thought that it might be time for Pete Carroll to go.
I thought maybe that was going to happen.
Sean Payton to Seattle with Wilson.
Next year. They give him one more year, maybe. It seems like Pete Carroll is safe, but that you're right, Rhea. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for premium quarterback.
I'm starting to wonder though, with the money they're throwing around on the networks with Amazon and whatever.
But maybe he takes his one other chance to try and win. Say if they moved on and they brought Wilson or Dak, he gets one more Super Bowl, which would get him into the Hall of Fame. Is he a Hall of Fame coach right now with only one Super Bowl? I mean, he's won a lot, but usually
it feels
the two.
He's a little short.
It's the two. Well, Andy's only got one, right? Yeah.
He also has a longer resume.
But he's got longer and a lot more wins.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wonder if he gets the one more because that's always going to be there for a guy like Sean Payton.
I think he, like you had said, he sees the dollar signs in TV.
Yeah.
He does it for a year
less
or two.
Less stress.
The dude's got to be burned out. He's been working his whole adult life doing this nonstop 24/7.
Well, the thing is, TV's turned into quarterback money, right?
It really has.
It's really
crazy. You know what? You're right, Al.
He can make as much money or more working 18, 20
weeks. And he's not
going to
get criticized all the time.
Yeah, you start to worry about that. Well, why would I do that? I can do this.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. And it's also now, like, I mean, these guys make so much money anyway, but the more money you make, the more money you spend. So, like, you're not worried about – you're still making the same money or more that you were making before, so you can still live the same lifestyle. You can still have the mansions and the vacations and everything else, so –
No, that's the best.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back. He's got the itch. He said yesterday when he spoke that he still wants to be a coach.
Well, Girardi, how many years did Girardi take off? Two? Three? Between the Yankees and coming here?
Yeah, then coming here.
Yeah, he went to work for MLB Network.
And now he's regretting
it. I wish he was still there.
Is that the longest? Was that how long did that go yesterday? How long?
Oh, Peyton, it went for a long
time.
He referenced the Tom Cruise movie with what's her name? You know, the famous sports movie with...
Show Me the Money.
Show Me the Money. Yeah, that was a reference at one point.
My God. It was...
But he, you know what? I find him really...
it was genuine.
When he's on the field and being a jerk, I want to punch him in the face sometimes. But I find him highly fascinating.
And he's a great coach.
And he is a great
and
coach.
I know the governor of Louisiana put out a tweet, and it's not something that we maybe realize or recognize here. He was the Saints head coach, and he became the head coach after Katrina, like right when Katrina happened.
He was huge for that,
He's looked at by the state as being a guy that put the state on his back with the Saints and helped lead them out of post-Katrina. So it was an emotional day for a lot. I know the Saints and their ownership group and everybody down there. It was very emotional for them too, because he's looked at as a big part of their success. Of course, they won a Super Bowl. They were the Aints before he went down there, for crying out loud, Al. All right, we'll come back. We'll go rapid fire to the phones, try to get everybody in there.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think Ava has put somebody on the... All right, we're back. The morning show. John Marks in for Angelo. The midday guys coming up next.
Yes.
Been a lot to talk about this morning. Thank you, guys.
Did you enjoy the morning? Do you like getting up at this hour and coming in? You've done it before. It's a little easier.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love the hours. Now the problem last night was I couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
which is never a problem for me. I'm like I could. Go lay on the floor and be asleep in 5 minutes, but I was
worried about oversleeping.
Coming in, doing you did a good job. You know, let's come in rested. You were fine.
I think Rhea saw me at like 4 o'clock, and she's like, "Oh man, I look like a mess."
Now, could you not sleep because of the show, or because you spent an hour with your wife talking about what kind of toaster to buy?
It was probably that. I was having nightmares about toaster talk.
God.
No, but like Rhea, you say that you worry about the alarm not going off.
You do.
I have a separate alarm that is battery powered that I have as an alarm in case something happens with the phone.
Well, you don't need an alarm. If you need an alarm for a 2 o'clock show, then
right. But I work an overnight shift at the National Network Sunday mornings.
Gotcha.
So I sleep from usually 9 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. So that's where,
like
that's
I've got like three. You know what's really bizarre?
If I'm lucky, I get that.
The dogs wake up with if the alarm goes off, they get up.
Yeah, their body's set
to it.
My dog's so strange,
but they only get up to move to like another couch.
Oh no, Judy like knows I let her out, and so if I hit my snooze too many times, I start hearing her walking across the floor. The hardwood floors.
You can hear the...
Like, dude, get down here. You got to let me outside.
Yeah. All right, well, Ava is here. Ava, is there someone on the hot seat today?
There is. There was a really bizarre situation that happened last night, John.
Today, Kurt Schilling is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. So following the Baseball Hall of Fame announcement, Kurt Schilling did a 40-minute live stream that was just so strange, surrounded by his 6 ferrets and supporting his boy David Ortiz.
The first ballot induction. I mean, you're talking about the greatest. And like I said on Twitter, I'm so excited for David. Absolutely deserved a first ballot induction.
Okay, so if you're wondering what the hammering is, Kurt's putting up cabinets while doing this live stream in his garage, barn, workspace. Why? Who knows?
I mean, you're talking about the greatest designated hitter to ever play the game. Never tested positive. Wasn't in the Mitchell report, contrary to what the lying media said. I won't go up for the induction. I don't go to that stuff. I played with a guy. I don't need to. I saw him naked in the shower. I don't need to go to his Hall of Fame induction. Ow! What are you fighting on?
Okay, so one of the ferrets bit him at the end.
I saw him naked in the shower.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Six ferrets.
He's just become the strangest, you're right, the strangest uncle you've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He's a strange uncle down that
it's
one.
It's the uncle. Yeah. It's like, you see Uncle Kurt's Facebook post? Yeah, I saw his Facebook post.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Yeah. The ferret, of all the things that I expected to see Kurt Schilling, because I was looking for it when I came in. I was looking for his reaction. I didn't think I was going to see a six-pack of ferrets running around his workspace.
That was quite a surprise.
Who the hell's a ferret in 2020? Six of them.
Six of them. Yeah, that's like ridiculous.
They must have had babies. All right, anyway, thank you. Thank you. And before you leave, Ava, we have an Ava original song, Raven.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about Adele earlier.
Yes, Rich Paul is ruining Adele and ruining Ben Simmons. Apparently, the rumor is in Page Six that she canceled her Las Vegas residency over fights she was having with her boyfriend, Rich Paul.
Oh, good. Well, here's Ava with her own original.
Wait. Before we do that, Rhea wanted me to do this. She said it yesterday. She wanted me to do it all morning.
Yep.
And I'm just prepping everyone. I'm not Adele, okay? So I wanted just decided finally to give in and have a little fun with this.
All right, stop qualifying it. Just play it, Joe.
Hello.
Sultry.
Adele. Rich Paul destroyed the Sixers. Don't let him get you down. Hello, Adele. Your fans paid stupid money to see you sing aloud. So don't let this relationship ruin all the fun. Hello from Philly.
You hit the high note.
Ben could never shoot a three.
Wow, you don't give yourself enough credit, Ava.
I should have had that at 6 a.m. We would have played it every hour. You have to have more faith in yourself. That was fantastic.
But you know what? This is what I also have to realize is nobody cares if I'm good.
Yeah.
If I fall on my face, it's even funnier,
no,
I guess, right?
No, that was really good.
You have a nice voice. Are you trained in singing?
I was.
Yeah, you can tell.
I mean, a while ago, and people who are listening now are saying, I think she forgets everything she learned. But you know what? I did it for fun. I'm sorry to Rhea for... She told me that she wanted me to do it.
She thought
I could do it.
It was excellent.
And she kept giving me the runaround on it. I'm like, she goes, I thought I'm going to do it. I'm like, I told you yesterday I wanted a song.
No confidence in her abilities.
No.
Mariah Carey couldn't hit when she was at the Christmas tree thing. She couldn't hit that high note many years later. You hit the high note, Ava.
Thanks, John.
Congratulations.
And we'll end on a high note.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Good job. Justin in Kearney's Point. Couple phone calls here. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Justin?
Not much. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yeah. No worries.
I mean, I really wanted to, you know, get on the big story, I guess, right now with Jalen Hurts. I'm a little lost, man. I just don't really see what people are seeing with Jalen. And, I like the guy. He's a nice guy. I'm just sorry. I don't care about that stuff. I mean, have the meanest jerk in the world if he's going to take me down in the fourth quarter and win me games and give me a chance to win a Super Bowl. And I just don't see all the things people are talking about. Like yesterday, Richie said he has 5 of the 10 check marks or whatever to be a franchise and top 10 quarterback in this league. And I just don't understand what him or others are seeing to denote that, really. To me, he's been a one-read quarterback his whole career. He's a very good athlete, but – like to compare him to Josh Allen is just so egregious.
No, it's Josh Allen. But you know, it's so funny. I'm hearing in your voice that you feel like you have to apologize for this take. When listen, there's two different camps in it. It's, you know, camp is your camp, and then I'm with you. I watched this last weekend, but I also watched, you know, a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers,
one of the greatest, come up small, yeah,
and look terrible. Not, you know. Yeah. But I agree with you. The constant comparisons to Josh Allen because of the leap that Josh Allen made from, you know, I guess his rookie and sophomore year to where he is now. I can't. You can't say just send it to Jordan Palmer and Jalen Hurts is going to be the same thing.
He's going to be.
Yeah, we don't know that. No, extreme. I agree with you, but yeah, don't feel like you have to apologize for your opinion on Jalen Hurts.
I appreciate that, Ray. And one other thing is, I do agree with the people, because my whole thing, it's been such a bitter season for me because Howie Roseman is still there, and I just feel like we're not going to get back to the point that we want to, even though he won us a Super Bowl. I'll give him the credit for that. But I just feel like we're never going to get back to that while he's still here. And it's scary having the assets we have coming up. And I just hope that he can make the right decisions when it comes to those moves. And I don't know whether we're ready to give up assets to get another, you know, Russell Wilson or whatever.
We got you, Justin. What's your famous sports mistake?
I don't know specifically what it was, but when Andy Reid had the huge blunder in KC a few years back in the playoffs with the time management thing.
Oh, he was always I'll give it to you for Andy Reid and time management. I have news on the brand. Spin the wheel. See what he gets.
What did he get? Number 11. He got a WIP green T-shirt.
I have news on what the Brandon Brooks thing is about.
We got.
This is interesting. Mike Garofalo tweeting. He recently signed a new contract, reducing his 2022 cap hit from $19.4 million to $7.1 million. So the only 22 cash is a 1.12 non-guaranteed base salary. Clearly a deal for cap purposes in anticipation of him not being an Eagle this year.
So they cut him? Or he retires?
Yeah, I'm literally reading it as it's coming out. So
it's spread out over... Like the cap hits,
but it says clearly with him not going to be here. But why? So it could. But isn't that a major announcement?
It's a.
If he's not here, that is a major announcement. Yeah,
it is a major announcement. I'm. Did this come from the Eagles or him?
I'm just saying. Garofalo.
Well, Garofalo has it. He has it from the Eagles. Somebody reliable. AKA.
So he signed a new reducing his cap hit from 22. So I guess what is he getting the money up front?
Yeah, if it gets moved, I guess that would be the cap.
But
cap would change, I guess.
Yeah, the final thing that he says is clearly a deal for cap purposes in anticipation of him not being an Eagle this year.
So one of the things that I had heard was that maybe there was some negotiations going on behind the scenes where he was going to, because like he had guaranteed money that was due. The Eagles can get out of the contract after, like now they could get out of the contract. So this is a way for there not to be a big, it's like a $15 million dead cap hit or something.
Yeah, it could be a really bad one.
So Howie, who is always very good with the cap, comes up with a way.
That's the one thing he's good with.
Yeah, comes up with a way to limit the damage on the cap. Well, we'll have to stay tuned. That's coming up at 11 o'clock today. And I don't know for sure if the guys are carrying it, but they'll keep you up to date on everything going on. Let's wrap it up there, Ave.
All right, John. Well, this was a fun morning. And I apologize to Rhea for the song. I just got a million text messages that I should have listened to you. So
thank you. I know what I'm doing.
My bad, my bad. And brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. Now, this line of the day is funny because it wasn't talking about the Brooks press conference. It was talking about the Flyers press conference earlier in the show.
What do you say at a press conference today? Sorry,
that's
my bad.
Brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Now, this stayed consistent throughout the show. We asked everybody, should suspected steroid users be in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Same results, 52% say yes.
There you go. Yep, Chuck Fletcher should just come out and say, guys, I'm sorry, team sucks.
About your luck.
I'm not sure what else to say. Adios. Rhea, thank you. Al, thank you. Ava, thank you. Joseph Wechter Jr., thank you. Coming up next, the Midday Guys. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.